Star Travelers to a new episode of Going Where No Man Has Gone Before. This is simply a message on something I've already written about called The Return of the Days of Noah. So I just wanted to rehearse that with you and update you a little bit on that. Because we are now at the same point in time that Jesus prophesied of, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man, and same as in the days of Lot concerning Sodom and Gomorrah. So in Genesis chapter 6, it's stated that men begin to multiply on the face of the ground, and daughters were born to them. And it is talking about, in verse 2, the sons of God, which is not talking about us. It's talking about a false god. The word there is a false god. And it's talking about the sons of the fallen angels, the Nephilim and the Rephim and the Anunnakis. They saw the daughters of men were fair, and they took wives of such as they chose. And so as this offspring of these fallen angels began to multiply, there was nothing but wickedness, and the crime rate increased, and that is why God sent the flood, because there was nothing but wickedness, because the DNA of these fallen angels so perverted humans that they all became violent and wicked. And I wanted you to understand that, because that's where we're at right now. Because all of this offspring of these alien DNA is in the Middle East. So we are at the same point in time where man is just becoming increasingly wicked. And it is all because of the Nephilim, the alien DNA, that this is going on. So, the meaning of what Jesus was talking about, he said the Word of God tells us that Noah, the days of Noah are coming again. So we have to ask ourselves, are we in those days? Since we have increasing signs of man becoming more wicked, and we certainly have an increase in what was going on in Sodom and Gomorrah, so the whole planet has become Sodom and Gomorrah. But early on in chapter of Luke 17, Jesus states something very interesting. When the Pharisees asked him about when the kingdom of God would come, Luke 17:21, Jesus says, "Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within." All of this is going on in the context of this one chapter. Then Jesus states, the kingdom is within, and he goes on to say, what will be happening in the last days when the Son of Man is revealed. He says, that, and he gives the description of what we just talked about. But and so this is telling us in Luke 17:30, even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed, as in the days of Lot and in the days of Noah. This is the second way. The Son of Man will be revealed in the midst of wickedness and perversion. The question is, what is the Son of Man being revealed? Because this is something completely different than what they asked him. So Jesus is saying that the Son of Man is going to be revealed in the last days. In other words, there is a great awakening coming. Another upper room is coming where within us the Son of Man will be revealed. It's what I've told you in the message of his appearing. So, in the midst of violence and corruption, an awakening will take place, and people all over the planet will begin to awaken to who they are. And the Son of Man will be revealed in us. The Son of Man will be revealed to us, and we will awaken to become who we are. This revealing is for our sake, not the world's sake. We will be shown His mind, and we will begin to live as He did in His last days. He was hidden from, and He escaped those attempting to harm Him, as we will with His mind. In John 7:30, it says, "Then they sought to take Him, but no man laid hands on Him, because His hour was not yet come." In John 10:39, it says, "Therefore they sought again to take Him, but He escaped out of their hand." This word "escape" does not mean the rapture. This word means that we will be hidden in Christ, moving around the planet, living as He did in His last days, uninhibited, and we will be able to accomplish exploits and do great things in the last days and when the Son of Man is revealed. This is the second wave. And the thing of it is many people are awaiting this awakening. However, one can only manifest outwardly what is going on spiritually within you. So you can listen to my message on first wave, but the second wave will be just an exaggeration of what happened the first time. A great shockwave hit the upper room, and everyone in Jerusalem heard this sound from the sky. There was a transmission from outside of time coming into time that broke our sound barrier and came into this dimension. This also happened in Acts chapter 4, verse 31, while they were having a prayer meeting. It says that there was a great noise and everyone assembled there. The whole place was shaken while they were having a prayer meeting. And that verse is a cross-reference to what happened in the upper room. So I believe that if this happened again today, it would actually shut down the planet's electrical grid globally, because we have no idea how powerful this event was since there was no electricity 2,000 years ago. But what will happen when the second wave hits this planet? People will think it's doomsday, since it will make life as we know it obsolete. So people are looking for this awakening. They have no clue what they're looking for, because, you know, it's something that has to happen from the inside out. Like Jesus said, the kingdom is within you. So you can only manifest outwardly what is going on within you spiritually. You can go to all the gatherings you can find until you are transformed from the inside out, it is not going to produce any fruit or change in your life. We are not looking for the next president, the Antichrist, or some new 3D movie, anything earthly. We are waiting for our transformation to occur from within. So the Son of Man will be revealed within you, within me. Get your mind on these things and prepare yourself to receive the second wave that is coming to sweep you into a new mind. The promise of our inheritance, the mind of Christ. Are you ready to be swept up and caught away in the spirit of your mind? In the twinkling of an eye, we will be transformed. Then He will be revealed in us and through us. And we will begin to live as He did in His last days. So, dear ones, think on this thing and renew your mind so your mind can be quickened daily by the same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead. Amen. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.